It's KUTX 98.9, and we are live in Studio 1A. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Cliff Hargrove, Jake Perlman are our engineers. We also have our videographers in tow. And we'd like to welcome a band now based in Brooklyn, New York. They're known as Chick Chick Chick. They have a current album out called Shake the Shutter. They're playing tonight at the Empire Control Room, and they're kind enough to drop by and play us some tunes. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Good to have us. Nick Offer is their front person, along with Mia Pace, also on vocals, and a slew of fellow musicians. So what tune would you like to get rolling with?
We're going to open with one from the record called NRGQ, right?
We are now.
Did I just mess it up?
No, you did.
Okay. Folks on Radio Land.
If the waves could take you under, would you never go into the sea? If the stars and makes you wonder, do you freeze or can you let it be? You feeling insecure? Are you always playing games of is it right or am I sure? Is it feeling kinda hasty? Is it feeling premature? Are you looking for the answer? Are you taking a detour? 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 Do to me.
I told our listeners it would be a dance party, and we should have taken the chairs out today for this one. Thanks to our concert club members who are no doubt enjoying the show. Chick, 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 very live in Studio 1A. And if you're going to see them tonight at the Empire Control Room, be sure to bring your dancing shoes. So I understand this, the basis for this album came together in Barcelona.
You know, kind of, yeah, definitely. We had a few weeks off between, a week off between festivals, and it was like, well, we could lay on the beach or we could get a practice studio and jam. So that's kind of what we did, or it's exactly what we did. And we just kind of, you know, we just jam and let the computer run and record it all and then chop it up and start, make that into loops and start writing on top of that. So, yeah, I guess that was the basis, yeah.
So is that typical on how you get the grooves together? Is you do jam sessions or do you...
Yeah, it's a lot like everyone shows up with a few beats and then we just kind of run it. And, you know, sometimes they last 20 minutes and there's nothing in there. And then sometimes they last 3 hours and there's three different songs in there, you know, so... So yeah, it's a long-standing basis. Like back in the day when we started 21 years ago, we would record to a boombox, but now with a computer, it's great because you can get everything.
Mm-hmm. So are the beats hard to come by? I mean, you must go through dry periods where you're not coming
well,
up with anything.
We've kind of been debating this back and forth because, you know, there's certain, you know, in hip-hop, you know, you make like 20 beats in a day, you know, it's like, and I remember we used to have this guy in a band, and I remember he bought a drum machine. He's like, I'm going to make a beat every day. And I was like, that's crazy, man. How can you do that? And then he did it. And that was really inspiring to me. So it's like, you know, you just start messing with it. And generally, yeah, there's a lot of beats you can come by. They all might sound like boom, spat, boom, but you know, but they have different things in them, which inspire different things in you and make different things happen.
You seem to have a nice preference for disco beats.
Yeah, we do like that, yeah. You know, I mean, I was 7 or something when Saturday Night Fever came out. Maybe I was 5. I shouldn't date myself that much. But, I remember that commercial with John Travolta with his finger right in the air, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, disco, you know, along the way kind of got a bad rap, but I think those beats have held up pretty well over the past 30 years. Or
yeah,
so,
no,
almost
definitely.
40 years now.
It makes you wonder what other styles of music are spat upon will become the cool music of the future.
Mm-hmm. So do you ever look for sort of international kind of grooves, like maybe African or Indian?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, no, anything, you know, anything that's, you know, catches your ear. I mean, when I travel to strange lands, I buy a transistor radio and see what's happening, you know, like, we're always looking for that, you know. Was it, what was the guy? Was it Neil Sedaka who had like he had the number one song of every country like brought to him, like, and he would listen to every number one song and then write from that. And I think we kind of use that method.
So do the beats come
Maybe
first?
Maybe it was Paul
or?
Anka. I always forget which guy is the songwritery guy more.
It's more Paul Anka.
Call in if you know.
So do the beats come first or do the songs come first?
You know, I mean, we like to take many different methods. You know, there's a lot of different creative people in the band, and so it's like we like to have, like, if you look at our songwriting credits, it's always a different group of people who've put it together. So we like to have as many different ways of putting a song together as possible. We feel like that gives a more well-rounded album. You know, I mean, we still really believe in our albums and think that there's, like, you're supposed to love track 9, you know? So I wouldn't say that there's just one way that song comes together. But for me personally, yeah, I really like to just make a beat and kind of go from there.
All right. We're talking to Chick, 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 Nick Offer, who's their primary singer. You mentioned the creative people in the band. You want to take a moment and introduce them?
We have on keyboards and other stuff, Dan Gorman. On bass, guitar, vocals, and things is Raphael Cohen. And on Chris, is drums Egan. And then we have Mario Andreoni on guitar and bass sometimes. I don't know if he's playing bass today. And then over here we have Mia Pace from Outer Space with a pretty face.
So what song do you want to do next for us?
Uh, We're going to do one called Dancing is the Best Revenge.
Say I'm done. There's nothing I can say to change them. Let them say what they want. If there's a God to judge me, I'm sure she'll find me lovely. If there's a God above me, she wish she was me. Been scared, maybe I've known fear. Now I only know it from the rearview mirror. Wasn't always pretty, it wasn't always nice, but the voices in my head gave good advice. Maybe I used to care that life had been unfair. That's for I realized that I could walk. The old days ain't coming back, they ain't coming back no more. They might as well be tied up in a sack in the ocean floor. Sometimes wish could chew, but I don't think they're real for you. You wished you were that one, but that's the nature of one. I'm that one. And now you know you wish you were. Tell me, Tony, does it hurt? Don't be mad at me, it's all that I can be. I did not choose to be blues. Better than this, I am. Better than this, I've been. And it's been a couple seconds since I first learned my lesson. Nothing comes from nothing, and dancing is the best revenge. Better than this, and dancing is the best revenge. Sure, I still get scared, that's why I'm still here. Those same old fears are there. Like I said, it's a rearview mirror. It wasn't always pretty, it wasn't always nice, but the voices in my head gave good advice. One day it all has been. So don't forget to leave them laughing. And if you got no epitaph, then just need someone laughing. Stone down, wish come true. But I don't think they're for you. You wish you were that one, but that's nature of one. I'm that one, I'm that one. Better than best I am. Better than best I've been. And it's been a couple seconds since I first learned my lesson. Nothing comes from nothing, and dancing is the best revenge. Better than best, and dancing is the best revenge.
Dancing is the best revenge. Chick, 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 live in Studio 1A. And you can catch them tonight. If you're in a dancing mood, the place to be is the Empire Control Room. And you can get tickets and info at empireatx.com. So, Nick, do you have a favorite dance song?
Oh, no. I mean, there's so many. I mean, you know, one of the things that I love about dance music is it's just bottomless, and you know, and it keeps moving forward, but you know, if a gun was to my head, I would probably say "More Bounce to the Ounce" by Zapp.
All right, that's a good one.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
When it gets to that third verse where he just goes deep on the vocoder, it's like, whoa.
We should also tell folks that you have a new 12-inch out that's available only at your shows, so people can come on down to the Empire Control Room tonight and.
Yeah, we put together something that was a little more like kind of instrumentally, a little clubbier. So it's just kind of an experiment for us, and the record label said they'd press it up, so it was fun.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in this afternoon. The band's going to stick around and do one more tune, and thanks so much for being here. Thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. Thanks to our videographers, Gabrielle and Martin, and thanks to our audience of Concert Club members. We appreciate your support, and thanks for coming in and sharing the music.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I've got some tickets to give away. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.